One thing I like to do every night before I go to bed is read a little something. And I've been on a kick the past year or so of reading graphic novels and rereading certain graphic novels. Right now, I'm currently rereading Fables, which is a brilliant comic book series done by written by Bill Willingham. And as far as I can see, he's written everything. There's no guest writers or anything. But I was reading it last night, and it got me thinking about comic books. And I don't know why, but it got me thinking about this one thing that I kind of think is privy only to my generation. I don't think it really happened before my generation, and I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen now. But let me see if you guys remember this. JCPenney would put out like your little wish books, before Christmas, and be, half the book would be full of all these great toys and everything. But one thing that they had that always piqued my interest was they would have about 30 Marvel comics that you could buy for $20. I think that's about the right number. I remember it was the amount you paid was less than the amount of comic books. It was less than $1 a comic. And it was random. You had no idea what you were getting. You were just getting 30 random Marvel comic books. And I loved doing that. I did it about, like, I think 3 years. Each year I'd go out and put down my $20 and sit and wait, which was kind of weird because I had a pharmacy that sold comic books, and it sold a fair amount of them. It wasn't like a big comic book shop, but there wasn't much that I got in this box. Actually, not take that back. There were a lot of weird comic titles, like Chuck Norris Action Comics. Couldn't really find that in the pharmacy. But this box you would get this box, you'd open it up, and even though half the comics were horrible, it'd be like Heathcliff or God, like Air Raiders. That will really date you. That will really put you in my generation if you remember the toy Air Raiders. They even had a comic book about Air Raiders. Marvel was big back then about taking any kind of toys and stuff and turning them into comic books. But it was always fun to get these random comic books. It's not the same to go to a comic book store and pick out titles that you want. There's something special about getting this big, huge box of random comics. You had no idea where you're gonna get it, and there's always it's usually more crap than good stuff. But it was always fun to open up, and it was kind of like it's almost like a trading card mentality. It's like you're kind of hoping to get that one rare card, that one really cool comic book, But yeah, I was just starting to think about that. It's like, God, I wish I could find something like that. The problem is now, I mean, comic books are like what, like $3 at least. The few rare exceptions are like all like $3 or more. And I don't know, there is certain, I don't want to sound like an old man, but there was a certain charm to the old comic books from like the mid-80s, which is when I was really buying comic books heavily. Now I kind of look at comic books nowadays, and a lot of them, especially the big two, the big Marvel DC, a lot of their coloring nowadays, everything seems to be far too, best way you can put it is kind of rubbery and shiny. Everything looks like it's in a shiny coat of rubber. There's something to be said about the old comic books that had a much more simplistic style of coloring. Maybe not as detailed as comic books are today, but there was a certain kind of simplicity to the images. I think sometimes some of the modern comic books now is far too dense for my taste. Anyway, that's what was on my mind today. I'll talk to you guys later.